outside. Got a rebel heart of country, mile wide. There's a little bit of devil in a angel eye. There's a little bit of devil in those angel eyes. She's a little bit of heaven with a wild side. Got a rebel heart of country, mile wide. There's a little bit of devil.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Could be the start of an all-out trade war. ABC's Nicole D'Antonio.
President Trump imposing a 25% tax on all goods coming across the border from Mexico and Canada, and an additional tax on Chinese products. Economists warn those tariffs are paid for by American businesses, and those costs are then passed on to American consumers by raising prices.
The White House has paused military aid to Ukraine. The White House saying it will be reviewed to ensure it's contributing to a solution in the fight against Russia's invasion. President Trump will stand before a joint session of Congress this evening. He is expected to talk about Ukraine and the tariffs and to explain how his work to slash the size of the federal government will help the country grow. Many Democrats plan to bring recently fired federal workers as their guests to the speech. Pope Francis stabilized and now off mechanical ventilation as he continues to be treated for double pneumonia. This is ABC News. The Supreme Court today will hear arguments over whether American gun makers should be held liable for the rivers of guns flowing south into Mexico. ABC's Devin Dwyer has more from Washington.
The government of Mexico is seeking $10 billion in damages from American gun makers. The companies say they are immune from suit under federal law. The justices will decide whether the case can move forward under an exception. It's the first time the court has ever considered immunity for American gun manufacturers.
TikTok is now facing a new lawsuit filed yesterday. It raises concerns about how safe the platform is for children. The suit claims there is rampant sexual and financial exploitation of kids on TikTok live streams. Coffee prices on the rise and stocks running low. Brazil is being parched by a deep drought, and coffee farmers have already sold almost all of their beans months before new crops come in. Prices for Arabica beans up 20%. Sherry Preston, ABC.
This is the story of the one. As a quality technician in a food processing center, she knows that making the right call is the best way to avoid a recall. That's why she trusts Grainger's world-class supply chain to deliver the high-quality supplies she needs to help keep her production line, her equipment, and her customers happy and healthy. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Progressive Home Quote Explorer lets you easily compare rates, so shopping for insurance might be the easiest part of owning a home. Definitely easier than this.
Psst, honey. Honey!
What?
Shh, there's a salesman walking up the driveway.
Oh no, he's got a clipboard.
What do we do?
Get down.
Down?
On the floor, you...
Shoot, did he see us?
Why are you breathing so loud?
Home ownership isn't easy. But with Progressive's Home Quote Explorer, shopping for home insurance is. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Republicans in the Wisconsin legislature are staying on message. They want a tax cut done before the next state budget. Assembly Majority Leader Tyler August was on WISN-TV's Upfront program, and he said the one-time $4.6 billion state surplus is only here because Governor Tony Evers continues to veto tax cuts. Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate Brad Schimmel reiterates his position on President Trump's pardons of those who took part in the January 6th Capitol attacks. Schimmel said Monday he supports the president's right to pardon, but he disagrees with Trump's decision to pardon those who committed violent acts against police during the attacks. And Wisconsin Elections Commission audit found no voting machine errors in Donald Trump's win. The commission said they found no evidence that any of the voting machines used and audited in Wisconsin changed votes from one candidate to another or altered the outcome of any audited contest.
If you need health coverage due to a life change, healthcare.gov is here for you. Like it was there for Terrence and Jody when they got married. And Sophia when she had a baby. And Gary when he moved and needed new insurance. There are many other ways to qualify. Visit healthcare.gov today to see if you're eligible to enroll. Limited time to enroll. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Everybody in your crew identifies as either Big Mac Burger, McNuggets, or McCrispy Sandwich. But you're the Filet-O-Fish Sandwich all day. That crispy fish, that savory tartar sauce, that melty cheese, that pillowy bun. Yeah, you get it. Every time.
Right now, hurry in and get two Filet-O-Fish Sandwiches for just $6. And pair it with a refreshing Sprite. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Single item at regular price.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At Boot Barn, we believe the cowboy boot is the foundation for a life well lived. We work, we raise, we break bread, and tomorrow it starts again. This life requires a boot that supports perseverance. Ariat boots undergo 150 steps to ensure performance. Boot Barn carries over 250,000 Ariat boots nationwide. Because out west, tenacity is second to none. Ariat at Boot Barn.
As a fan, you know all the important sports cliches. And when you save money by bundling your home and auto with Progressive, you can get out there and give it 110%, even though that's mathematically impossible. And remember, failure is not an option. Well, it's always an option, just not a good one. But you're not worried because you've got ice in your veins. You're on fire. How can both of those things be true at the same time? Well, that's between you and your doctor. So get out there and leave it all on the field. Leave what? Who cares? Just leave it and save with a bundle from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Cloudy with rain developing this afternoon. High today in the upper 40s. Tonight, rain will mix with and then change to snow, with snow likely after about midnight tonight. Tomorrow, more snow. Wind will create blowing snow. Overall, 4 to 6 or more inches possible by the time things improve late Wednesday. You can get cheaper and faster internet from Whole Home Connect. Call today, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Darling, you know it's true. The rumor you heard about me loving you. Well, I never told a soul, so tell me how the whole world knows. It must have been the roses and the wine, or maybe this unexplainable smile. They say where there's smoke, there's fire. Well, I hope it's true, 'cause rumor has it you love me too. Well, I've got a ring and a plan, but I see you're on to what I'm gonna ask. Well, I've never said a thing. Tell me what gave it away. It must have been the roses and the wine, or maybe unexplainable smile. They say where there's smoke, there's fire. Well, I hope it's true, 'cause rumor has it you love me too. Must have been the roses and the wine, or maybe this unexplainable smile. They say where there's smoke, there's fire. Well, I hope it's true, 'cause rumor has it it must have been the roses and the wine. sustainable smile. They say where there's smoke, there's fire. Well, I hope it's true. Cause rumor has it you love me too. Yes, you do. I heard it too. Something that you don't understand. Still you wonder who's cheating who, who's being true, who don't even care anymore. It makes you wonder who's doing right with someone tonight and whose car is parked next door. I thought I knew her well. I really couldn't tell that she had another lover on her mind. It felt so right when she held me tight. How could I be so blind? Still you wonder who's cheating who, who's being true, and who don't even care anymore. It makes you wonder who's doing right with someone tonight, whose car's barking next door. Guitar. Stolen in the shadows of the night. Though it's wrong all along, it keeps going on as long as they keep it out of sight. Still you wonder who's cheating who, and who's being true, who don't even care anymore. It makes you wonder who's doing right with someone tonight, whose car is barking next door. Care anymore. It makes you wonder who's doing right with someone tonight, whose car's parked next door.
WRDN Outdoor Report, weekdays 8:20 and 4:20 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
If we could leave this big old city and head for the cabin we love back deep in the woods, oh baby,
We can call up Rita and Bobby and see what they're doing tonight and maybe play some rope. Yeah, baby, we could. Yeah, now we can do this or we can do that. But baby, we can stay right where we're at. Take a little trip, take a little trip, take a little trip up to heaven tonight. Take a little time, leave it all behind. Take a little trip, you and me out of sight. Pull down the shades, turn out the light. Take a little trip up to heaven tonight. Take a little trip, take a little trip, take a little trip up to heaven tonight. To heaven tonight.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN Alabama. Take a little trip here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Tuesday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the upper 30s to low 40s. Rain, snow on the whole bit on the way here with a big winter storm. We'll have details this hour with our ag weather forecast. Also this hour, we are going to be talking with Buck Werlein, president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Had a chance to talk with him during the annual Wisconsin Beef Council's annual meeting recently in Mauston. Today, day number one of the Eau Claire Farm Show. That is going on, and that's at the Chippewa Valley Expo Center in Eau Claire, and we'll be there as well. Things get underway today at 9 o'clock. Don't forget, free admission to the farm show as well. Yep, we're back from Commodity Classic, making the mad dash back, and now here for the farm show in the next couple of days. Also, there has been a location change for the Durand, Arkansas Colfax girls basketball game. That game will now be held at Eau Claire North. Again, that sectional semifinal between Durand, Arkansas and Colfax girls. That game will be held on Thursday at Eau Claire North. We'll have coverage beginning at 6:45 on Thursday night. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number two diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Welcome to Producer Tuesday, brought to you by the professional dairy producers. Michael Hoffman, who runs Igniting Performance, shared his thoughts on the subject of dealing with difficult workers on the farm in a recent PDP Dairy Signal. Here are some of his comments.
There's a few phrases with dealing with difficult people, and one of them is, I know you would want to hear this. If you're a manager, you're going to say it all the time. I know you would want to hear this. It allows me to bring up anything, even difficult things. When it comes to dealing with difficult people, I'm assuming that you have a position of authority. And I don't mean a hammer authority. I mean somebody that has your back. To me, that's what a good leader does. A good leader cannot do your job. A good leader ignites, equips, and encourages you to do your job, which means I must be seen as your greatest resource. Everybody's doing their job, except for the person that is kind of running the management of all of that. That's my job. It's to make sure that you are equipped, that you are ignited, and that you know that you're doing things well. which means I need to be your greatest resource. And part of being your greatest resource is, I promise you, I will tell you when you're on and I will tell you when you're off. There is a format in conversations, any type of conversation. When we're having conversations, there are two needs in every interaction. There's the personal needs and the practical needs. The personal needs are, what can I do as a human dealing with a human? And it's things like self-esteem, listening, empathy, involvement. But then there's the conversation itself. It's the practical needs of the conversation. And there is a path. If I'm going to have a conversation, I need to think this through a little bit and be prepared with it, because it could derail real fast. And the steps are: start the conversation, assess the wants and needs, lead the discussion, eliminate the fog, and summarize the close. And before we leave, we're going to make sure everybody's on the same page for what we've created, and then we're going to end on a high note. That's the process of any conversation, especially difficult ones. Start the conversation off right, get all the issues first before we come up with a solution, make sure we're on the same page, end on a high note. Two words: purpose and importance. So when you start a conversation, start it off with, listen, we need to have a conversation. This is what's going on, and this is the impact it's having. And there's two ways to do it. First of all, rip the Band-Aid off, get it on the table. Here's the purpose, and here's the importance of why we need to discuss.
Comments from Michael Hoffman, who runs Igniting Performance, who recently shared his thoughts on a recent PDPW Dairy Signal about dealing with difficult people, particularly those that work for you.
I will tell you this: the wrong person in the wrong bus with the wrong type of coaching will never be successful. And trust me, if it's painful for you, it's painful for them. So if you're not going to raise me and grow me to own this position, then I'm going to lean more towards it's your fault than mine. Let's set expectations, guys. What are the rules? What are we looking for? This is what we need. And if it's an individual, it's going over the standards that are expected. If you have no foundation for what's expected from these people, then we're all living in fog. So we build our teams. We're not the victims of our team. So I'll give you a little bit of slack for a while, but then start having conversations to get everybody back on track. I really want to emphasize that it's what you say and it's what you do. Your team is not a mistake. And by adding the skill sets of having good conversations, when you go out of your way to say, I need to hold you accountable for this, or I need to bring this up, this is so off the mark, or we can't have it this way anymore, I want to talk to you about it, I want us to talk about it, what you're doing is you're building strength in our relationship, because I know you have me, in a strength in a team that means that we can accomplish and we can work through anything. I'm not afraid of the hard things because you handle it so well. I love working here because of that, because I know I've got a person who's got my back. So continue to keep our country moving, dairy people, and build strong teams and strong families. And I'm in your back pocket for anything and everything you need.
And that's Michael Hoffman, who runs Igniting Performance. His comments from a recent PDP Dairy Signal that you can hear in its entirety at pdpw.org. Our thanks to the professional dairy producers for today's sponsorship of Producer Tuesday. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.
Something amazing is happening at work. Innovative tools are helping people do better work. That's because CDW configuration specialists are multiplying productivity with Microsoft Windows 11 Pro Surface devices. Built-in security, flexibility, and simplified management streamline tasks so your team can get more done. Microsoft and CDW. Make amazing happen. Learn more at cdw.com/surface.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Out in the country, past the city limit sign, where there's a honky-tonk near the county line, the joint starts jumping every night when the sun. They got whiskey, women, music, and smoke. It's where all the cowboy folk go to boots, good boogie. I got a good job, I work hard for my money. When it's quitting time, I hit the door running,
I fire up my pickup truck and let the horses run. I go flying down that highway to that hideaway, stuck out in the woods to do the boot scoot boogie. Yeah, you go, do-si-do. Come on, baby, let's go boot scoot. Oh, Cadillac, blackjack, baby, meet me out back, we're gonna boogie. Oh, get down, turn around, go to town, boot scoot. Son, what'll it be? I want a shot of that redhead yonder looking at me. The dance floor's hopping and it's hotter than the 4th of July. I see outlaws and laws, crooks and straights, all out making it shake, doing the boot scoot boogie.
Sunday best. He's usually up to his chest in oil and grease. There's the Martins walking in with that mean little freckle-faced kid who broke a window last week. Sweet Miss Betty likes to sing off-key in the pew behind me. That's what I love about Sunday. Sing along as the choir sways every verse of Amazing Grace. And then we shake the preacher's hand, go home into your blue jeans, have some chicken and some baked beans, pick a backyard football team, not do much of anything. That's what I love about Sunday. Roll to the end of the drive, pick up the Sunday Times, grab a coffee cup. It looks like Sally and Ron finally tied the knot. Well, it's about time. There's 35 cents off a ground round, baby, cut that coupon out. That's what I love about Sunday. Catnapping on the porch swing, you curled up next to me. The smell of jasmine wakes us up. We take a walk down a back road, tackle box and a cane pole, carve our names in that white oak. Still a kiss as the sun fades. That's what I love about Sunday. Getting baptized, mama's head.
hands raised up high, having a hallelujah good time. A smile on everybody's face, that's what I love about Sunday.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, double-digit losses in the milk markets. April milk down 16 to 1811, May down 18 to 1815, June down 11 to 1780, July down 12 at 1808. Meanwhile, in the cheese markets, barrels were up a quarter to 178 and a quarter. 40-pound blocks down 5.5 to 172. 4-trade a barrel, 10-trade a block on the day. Cash butter steady at 234.5, 5 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down 3/4 to 119 and a quarter. 4 trades. Dry whey steady at 51 and no trades on the day. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets, live and feeder cattle markets were mostly lower on the day, but they were well off of their daily lows. But it's all due to that lower cash markets, and the traders are agreeing that the market's at risk for even more downside potential, and they're starting to watch what the next bottom level would be. Feeder cattle also moving higher, or lower rather, due to lack of the support from the live cattle complex. Hog markets, though, they moved mostly higher on some technical buying and also some strength in some of those carcass values as well. April live cattle down 40 cents to 192.25. March feeder cattle down 95 cents to 274.02. April hogs up 2 cents to 83.70. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all sharply lower on the day on a risk-off type of trade. Even though the markets approached oversold conditions, it's all over the concerns on the tariff deadline. That is today, Tuesday, and those tariffs could be going up against Canada, Mexico, and China, and that had the markets spooked really in across the board in corn, beans, and even in wheat, a risk-off type of trade in the market. March corn down 13 and a quarter to 440 and a quarter. New crop down 3 3/4 to 451 and a quarter. March beans down 13 and a quarter to 998 and a quarter. New crop down 10 3/4 to 1018 3/4. March wheat down 5 to 532. That's a check of national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 398, April 401, May 404, new crop 391. Cash beans 922, April 927, May 932, new crop 929. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 401 and a quarter, April 411 and a quarter, May 416 and a quarter, new crop 401 and a quarter. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 414, new crop at 402. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 391, new crop 401, cash beans 921, new crop 943. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 406, new crop 401, cash beans 921, new crop 929. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 392, new crop 394, cash beans 927, new crop 946. Cattle markets from equity, beef fed cattle 188 to 213, Holstein fed cattle 173 to 187, market cows 120 to 140, bulls 146 to 178, calves 360 to 1050, beef steers 250 to 445, Holstein steers 187 to 360. Sheep markets, market lambs 230 and down, light lambs 200 and down, ewes 105 and down, rams 142 and down, goat markets, does 220 and down, bucks 290 and down. That's a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
This sandwich is not just spicy, it's flavorful.
Hi, this is Patayo.
And this is Elsa.
And a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Grilled Spicy Deluxe Sandwich is that spicy kick.
Because the spice comes in at just the right moment.
Oh, no, no, no.
A little thing I love is that cilantro lime sauce. It's a fun blend of zesty and bold. That's what really makes me happy. Are you going to eat all your fries?
Order a Chick-fil-A Grilled Spicy Deluxe Sandwich and a Diet Dr. Pepper on the Chick-fil-A app for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Well, I remember it all very well. Looking back, it was the summer I turned 18. We lived in a one-room rundown shack on the outskirts of New Orleans. We didn't have money for food or rent, to say the least. We were hard-pressed. Then Mama spent every last penny we had to buy me a dancing dress. Well, Mama washed and combed and curled my hair, and she painted my eyes and lips. Then I stepped into a satin dancing dress that had a split from the side clean up to my hip. It was red velvet trimming and it fit me good. And standing back from the looking glass, there stood a woman where a half-grown kid had stood. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Mama dabbed a little bit of perfume on my neck, then she kissed my cheek. And then I saw the tears welling up in her troubled eyes as she started to speak. She looked at a pitiful shack and then she looked at me and took a ragged breath. She said, your paw's runned off and I'm real sick and the baby's gonna starve to death. She handed me a heart-shaped locket that said, to thine own self be true. And I shivered as I watched a roach crawl across the toe of my high-heel shoe. It sounded like somebody else who was talking, asking, Mama, what do I do? She said, just be nice to the gentleman fancy, they'll be nice to you. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Lord, forgive me for what I do, but if you won't have what it's up to you, now don't let me down, now your mama's gonna look you up. People came and took the baby. Mama died and I ain't been back. But the wheels of fate started to turn, and for me there was no way out. It wasn't very long till I knew exactly what my mama been talking about. I knew what I had to do when I made myself this solemn vow. I was gonna be a lady someday, though I didn't know when or how. But I couldn't see spending the rest of my life. Might have been born just plain white trash, but fancy was my name. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down.
Durand the Panthers. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
She couldn't keep from crying when she told me goodbye. Well, I knew, Lord, it was breaking her heart, and she was breaking mine. So for the sake of her feelings and the sake of my pride, I told her not to worry about me. So I'm sitting here soaking up the neon lights, misery, looking for some company. And tonight I'm looking for a party crowd, slamming the back and laughing out loud. Smoke so thick, the blues can't hang around. With the jukebox jumping like it just don't care. If they're dancing over here or fighting over there, I'm making the rounds, looking for a party crowd. It'll dawn on me tomorrow, wherever I wake up, I'll look back and try to recall just where the heck's my truck. So take my keys and lock them up tight and let the good times flow. And I worry about tomorrow when it comes to light. The night's still young and I'm on the road tonight. I'm looking for a party crowd, slamming them back and laughing out loud. The smoke so thick, the blues can't hang around. With the jukebox jumping like it just don't care. If they're dancing over here or fighting over there, I'm making the rounds, looking for a party crowd.
This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins. Joining us this morning, Buck Wehrbein. He is president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Had a chance to talk with Buck during the Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association's annual meeting in Wauston. And Buck, thanks for joining us this morning. Well, the recent cattle convention just a few weeks back, I understand wolves was still a pretty big topic.
Yeah, you know, it's different parts of the country that are impacted by that. Some aren't and some are. And of course, here in Wisconsin and Minnesota, it's a big thing. And so NCBA is aware of it and working on it. And that's one of those things that it's kind of like fixing fence. You're never done, it seems like.
It is, because it seems like we get a solution and then it isn't a solution. We get a solution and then it isn't a solution. And it's almost like we have to have a law to pass. We have to pass a law to enforce a law.
Right, and without being oversimplifying it, I'm afraid that sometimes it's a matter of you get something on endangered species and they just don't want to let it go. And with that is power, I think. And so you're up against a lot of different dynamics there in the government, I think.
Talking with Buck Wehrbein, he's president of National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Buck, I'm sure cattlemen were also talking about the potential for all of these tariffs and how it could adversely affect the cattle industry.
Tariffs are interesting because President Trump in his first term believed in them. And what did he say? Beautiful word, you know, tariffs. And I think our position needs to be that he ran on that. He said he was going to use them and for different and sundry reasons. And we need to let it play out and so give it a chance to see how it works for him.
Is there, though, a concern that a trade war does start and it kind of gets out of control? We have a lot of trade with not only Mexico, but with Canada. I mean, cattle go back and forth, you know, multiple times on the border, especially with Canada. Beef's already expensive. Holy smokes, it'd be really, no one could afford it.
I'm convinced that tariffs are an economic issue, correct? And I'm not sure any of us totally understand economics. And if you do, A, will B happen? And so we're concerned. I run a feedlot. I get paid to worry, and I'm good at it. And so I worry about this too. But I'm willing to give it a chance and see how it works. It worked okay during the first Trump administration, so we'll give it some time.
Talking with Buck Wehrbein, he is he's president of NCBA. Buck, we've had the lowest cattle inventory for a long, long time, and it just seems like it's going to take some time to rebuild this herd.
All the experts say that it's not happening yet, and perhaps we've stopped liquidation, perhaps, and so that's an interesting turn now. We've got the beef on dairy going on. That's an issue that we haven't dealt with in the past. And so we're watching that and trying to learn how to count those and when we count them and so forth. We had the border shut down in Mexico, and which causes fewer cattle and raises the price. Like I said, I'm a worrier, and I worry that our product gets too expensive. I mentioned earlier to the folks that, you know, $8 corn, I don't think any corn farmer believes $8 corn is good. It's fun for a minute, and then it hurts. And so we don't want to lose market share and or hurt our demand, which is so good right now.
As a feedlot guy, okay, the experts are saying, oh, we're not rebuilding. What's happening at your feedlot? Are you seeing an increase of cattle coming in?
We are seeing a few less cattle, partly because our customers, the price is so high, it scares them a little bit. And for the cattle that we feed ourselves, it's just difficult to pay what the feeder cattle are bringing and make it work. It's a simple arbitrage. And so it's impacting us. There are fewer cattle, but not fewer feedlots. So everybody, this feedlot's full, that feedlot's not, but everybody would be down some.
Has there been a surprise, at least with Cattlemen's Association? Okay, these cattle prices have been very high. You just mentioned that. And it does translate to higher prices at the meat counter. But it really hasn't affected demand, it seems like. I guess I'm going to have to admit, I'm one of them. I like my ribeye, and darn it, I'm getting it.
Right. I'm the same way. I think part of what we have is there are people who can afford to trade cars, can afford to go on vacation, can afford to eat steak. They're going to eat steak, whatever it costs. And so that group of people is one. Half of our meat is consumed as hamburger, and that is what competes with pork and chicken, the cheaper proteins. And so it is still competitive. I think that's part of it. Our exports, we export a lot of things that Americans don't eat, and they bring a lot more money in the export market than they would here, and that helps us too. And so it's a combination of all those things. Like I said, nobody understands economics, and there's a lot of economics to this. One thing I would like to say is that I think this demonstrates that our market works, And as you have less supply, you have a higher price. As you have more supply, you have a lower price. That's supply and demand, and it really works in the cattle business. But the cattle business is one of the more complicated markets, I believe.
It's kind of like, in a way, it's kind of like dairy. You just can't, that market signal can come out, and that's all great. We need more. But like for dairy, for milk, it, to just increase that supply, it's kind of like turning a battleship. It's going to take a while.
Amen, brother. That doesn't happen just overnight. And I think that I know I'm a milk drinker, and I'm going to drink milk no matter what. I'm going to eat eggs no matter what. And so I would be an example of someone who, it's not an inelastic market, but it isn't impacted as much as you might think.
That is Bucca Wehrbein. He's president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
It's a Wisconsin tradition, so start spreading the word. Whether you've been farming a little while or all your life, it's time to celebrate and see what's new with Wisconsin's oldest tradition. Join us for the 61st Annual Eau Claire Farm Show March 4th and 5th at the Chippewa Valley Conference Center. Free admission both days. Don't miss this event to celebrate one of Wisconsin's oldest traditions. The 61st Annual Eau Claire Farm Show March 4th and 5th with free admission from 9 to 3:30 both days at the Chippewa Valley Conference Center.
Active weather over the next few days in our Real Country 1430 Ag weather forecast as a major storm system begins to move into the upper Midwest coming out of the plains. Now, it looks like rain will begin today, and then that will change to snow. Winter storm watches do remain in effect for western Wisconsin. Travel impacts are likely Tuesday night through the Wednesday morning commute, with whiteout conditions possible. Quiet weather is expected Thursday into next weekend, with temperatures gradually trending upward early next week. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today, a 90% chance of rain developing. We'll have highs in the mid-40s. East winds at around 5, shifting to the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, winter storm watch in effect, rain changing to snow. Snow may be heavy at times, with visibility of a quarter mile or less. 3 to 4 inches expected, lows upper 20s. Northeast winds at 15 to 20, gusting to 20 to 30. For Wednesday, snow in the morning and blowing and drifting snow throughout the day. We'll have temperatures in the upper 20s, north winds at 20 to 30, gusting to 45. For Thursday, mostly sunny, highs upper 30s. Friday, sunshine, highs mid-30s. Saturday, sunny, highs in the upper 30s. For Sunday, mostly sunny, highs upper 30s. Monday, sunshine, highs upper 40s.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
Grapes are a lucrative alternative crop with the right space and growing conditions. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. The two primary market opportunities are wine and table grapes as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. Successful Successful Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
Grapes to sell or for your own use can be a rewarding venture. Success hinges on things such as soil quality, the terrain, climate, and disease control. One of the most asked questions is, how much land do you need to grow a vineyard? Annie Claude is a fruit crops extension educator at the University of Minnesota. She says if you're growing varieties to sell for wine, you'll need anywhere from 2 to 10 acres. This is because larger volumes of grapes are more appealing to the wineries.
I talk to a lot of winemakers who say if someone approaches them with 5 acres of one variety, they're much more likely to start contracts with them and buy their grapes versus someone who has maybe half an acre of one variety, because when they're processing the grapes, it's a lot more efficient for them to be processing larger loads.
She recommends talking to the wineries in your area about the amount of grapes they would want to order. This will help determine the size of your vineyard. If you don't want to sell to wineries and plan to market the crop as fresh grapes for eating, you won't need as much land.
Think about your market. If you're somebody who sells mainly at farmers market, maybe just plant a quarter of an acre. Maybe just plant a couple of rows and see how it goes. The point is, if you're selling to smaller local markets and you're selling fresh, you don't need to be thinking about, okay, 5 acres of grapes. You could do something like a quarter acre to 2, depending on your market, and still have enough.
Input costs are high at the beginning, but may become less in subsequent years. Fungicides are a significant cost, as you'll need to spray every week or two to keep hard-to-control diseases from destroying the crop. Learn more about starting a vineyard at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
We're here because you're here. Shopping local.